4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen Winterizer and the Dynagreen Winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen Winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name. Dynagreen at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
Let Burlington keep you warm this winter and save you up to 70% off department store prices. Wear now. Save now. Burlington. Style for everyone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sluts and pornography.
Well, you've made it very clear that that's what you're into now, Paul Harris.
I think that was Harvey.
What?
That was Paul Harvey.
Oh. How long have we done that same gag?
Years.
Not long enough. Years. It's not over yet. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 29th edition of Penguins Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. And they've been there over 27 years, and they would be more than happy to meet with you and discuss what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. We're going to tell you where their website is, what it is, and a whole bunch more.
Hey!
After a round of introductions, the father of almost two-week-old Archie Michael, right?
That's
Archie
it.
Michael,
yep.
Guys. I keep thinking Peon. I said it so many times, Peon Jr. I actually started to think that was his name. It'll be 2 weeks old Wednesday. And his daddy's here. His daddy's a control board operator. And he wants to say hi to his sponsor. Take it away, Peon.
Thank you very much. I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stifel Nicolaus. And they will also sit down, have a free meeting with you, let you know how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Grandfather of, what's her name?
Rachel.
Rachel, she's cute. I saw her picture.
Yes.
Wow, she couldn't be cuter. He's a grandpa. He's a dad. He's an ex-husband. He might soon be a two-time ex-husband.
Yeah.
He's a bass player.
Yeah.
He's a harmonica player. He's a professor. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics, and he went to a purse party at one time, which means he considered experimenting with the homosexual lifestyle, but thought better of it and decided to stay straight. There's so much more, but we don't have time. His name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. And I bought my daughter a Michael Kors purse for Christmas. Because I knew something about purses.
Well, they can't have enough purses.
No, they can't.
You'll never hear any female say, no, I don't need another purse.
Nope.
Never. Those words have never been spoken.
I know.
I just don't need another purse. Or I just don't need another pair of shoes. They'll never say that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says, I don't understand what all the fuss was about over Christmas. Everybody wondering what to get this person. He got everybody the same thing. What'd you get him?
Cheese.
Everybody got cheese from Rat Boy. And I think they probably knew they would, knowing him. Give it up. Dan, you might want to master the accordion next. You mastered the bass. You mastered the harmonica. You might want to go for the accordion.
My dad has a really nice accordion.
Well, it's waiting for someone to play it.
Yeah.
You might want to bring that in one day. And I'll bet you could pick that up without a lesson.
I'll bet
you.
And
do what you did with the harmonica.
Yep.
You ought to bring that in one day.
All right, I will.
And play us a harmonica tune. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
You mean an accordion tune. Instead of harmonica tune.
I'm in accordion. Yeah. I'm old, and I'm forgetful. And now you're playing so many instruments, it starts to get confusing. You're like Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah,
remember, she could play like eight instruments or something. You're working your way toward being like that. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, and we told you a minute ago that that's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Now, I don't know who's listening. I don't know how many of you there are out there. I know that most of you, the great majority of you, are in your cars right now, which is why I don't ever ask people to text during the show. That's not my thing. I'd rather you call. You can drive and talk. You can't drive and talk. You shouldn't be driving. So I don't know who's out there. I don't know how old you are. All ages. I think there are people listening right now who are 18 and people who are, flip those numbers, 81 and even older and maybe younger. But let's talk to everybody who's, let's say, 35 or older. You kind of get a little bit of a pass for not having a financial advisor if you're in your 20s. Maybe even up to 40. Then you don't really deserve quite the pass because you've had plenty of time to know and to be told that financial advice is probably smart. You don't have to take it. You can seek other advice if you don't like what you hear. But to not get any advice is probably not a good idea. And you don't have to be rich to have a financial advisor. Most of their clients are not really wealthy people. They're not Warren Buffett people. They're not, you know, $50 million, $100 million people. I've said before, I don't think those people need a financial advisor. Just stick the money anywhere, and even if there's not 1% of interest, just draw down what you need, and you'll never run out of money. People who need financial advisors are people who have some money and have put some away and want it to still be there and not go away and become more money. That's what you're looking for. And you might want to hear what they have to say, even if you have a financial advisor. There is no law, and I hope you didn't sign anything that said, I'll never talk to anybody else about financial advice. If you did, wow, are you with the wrong people. Mark and Jason, Stiefel Nicholas. Here's their website. You go to that, get the information, learn a little bit about them, and then there's the number, and you make an appointment. You meet with them. And even if you, as I said, you have a financial advisor, wouldn't it be interesting to see how what they say compares to what the other financial advisor said. MarkandJason.com. Had a police officer at my house for about 5 hours the day after Christmas. The day after Christmas was the big day at our house because my sons each have obligations to wife and girlfriend and their family. So somebody gets Christmas Eve, and somebody gets Christmas Day. And with us, it really was mostly about the day after Christmas. So at the house, we had a lot of people. And we never have a lot of people, but we did this year. And I think it's because as we get old and near death, people want to make sure they see us before we die. That's what I think. And one of them was a very good friend who's a police officer, and he told me some things, and even though I've known him for a long, long time, he told me some things that I'm going to pass along to you because it's another example of how I don't think we, most of us, ever are aware of what they go through. For example, he has witnessed right in front of him 6 suicides. Now, imagine trying to sleep at night when 6 times in your life you've watched people blow their brains out in front of you. He has come up on a van with an entire family crushed to death and had to go home and go to bed. He has seized drug cash, and this is pretty interesting. He was telling me about one stop where he found $500,000 in the vehicle. And
I mean, 100.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Now, hang on. That's exactly what, except what I said to him was, I said, so when you turned in your report and you brought the guy in, did you say, here, book him, here's the paperwork, and by the way, we found 400,
yeah,
and then you keep 100. He says, well, here's why that's not a good idea. Sometimes when they seize cash, the guy's not really a drug dealer. He's a cop. And they let you arrest them, book them, go through the whole process, turn in the amount that you seized, knowing what the amount is. So that's not a good idea. And I never thought about that, but it makes all the sense in the world. Most stores have secret shoppers.
Oh, sure. How else are you going to regulate that?
Restaurants have fake customers coming to eat who are plants.
I have a friend. He's retired now, but he was a he was an undercover narcotics cop or agent.
That is a great story.
In Detroit. In Detroit. And he did that. He was in with the drug guys.
He was the guy
that
was part of the sting operation to catch bad cops.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another story. And I think you should. We should all think about this. This is what these guys live through. He spots a car with three guys in it. And you have to understand that police officers have a sense that we don't have. They can sense when something's not right. So he sees these three guys in the car, flips around, does a U-turn, comes back, and pulls the car over. But as he pulls it over, he looks up and notices there are two guys in the car, not three. Now the car hasn't stopped. Didn't let anybody out. He's not hallucinating. He saw three people. Where's the third guy? So very carefully, he stays behind the car. Rather than walk up to it, he calls for backup. And they get out, and I guess with that loudspeaker, they tell everybody to get out of the car. And two guys pile out, and they go, everybody. And the third guy comes out. The third guy was lying. This is in St. Louis, in St. Louis County. The guy was lying in the back seat with a shotgun, waiting for the officer to walk up to the side of the car, the driver's side, so he could blow his head off. And he told the officer that after they arrested him. He said, I was lying in the back seat, hoping you'd walk up to the car so I could kill you.
Man.
So he went home that night, I'm sure shaking, thinking, I was footsteps away from having my head blown off.
It's a good thing he noticed three people in the car, and then when he stopped,
but
noticed.
But that's how observant they have to be. Wow, it's not a job I would want. And then we've got today the news that this guy who was such a proponent of peaceful demonstrations has been arrested for trying to torch the Quick Trip. How about that guy? The whole thing is just becoming so ridiculous and almost it's hard to believe. Somebody said that they saw today on TV where President Obama said that racial tension in this country is not nearly as bad as it was when he took office. He needs to wake up.
What?
It's worse. It's far worse.
I know.
It's far worse. And then we've got another missing plane. Folks, I think we got a new Bermuda Triangle. This is unbelievable. We got another plane that has just vanished. These airplanes are commercial planes, and there are two or three hundred floating seat cushions in these things. That when the plane breaks apart, when it hits the water, these things should come to the surface and float to the shore at some point. There's still not one trace of that other plane. There's something weird going on here.
Yeah, very weird.
It's sucked into a black hole or something. Now, my daughter asked me about this because the expression came up over this Christmas holiday. He's the cat's meow. What the heck?
I don't know.
And then my daughter says, wouldn't that be the same as saying he's the dog's bark? It's the same exact thing.
Or the bee's knees.
They don't have knees, do they?
No. I don't know, but it's along the same lines. Yeah. That's the same thing.
Bee's knees.
Another thing to think about that we'll never have the answer to. Now,
I think it just rhymes.
Christmas Day doesn't rhyme.
Well, not the cat's meow, but the bee's knees.
But this was all about the cat's
meow.
Yeah,
I know.
And you
forget
said
it
rhymes.
I take all that back.
No kidding. Dan, apologize.
I'm sorry.
Say, I'm sorry for being me.
I'm sorry for being me.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's something I'm not getting. Louis Zamperini, the guy the movie is about, Unbroken, the book Unbroken, Angelina Jolie did the movie. It came out Christmas Day. It's a tremendous story, a great story of surviving and will and all that stuff. The guy in it who plays Louis Zamperini is British. Louis Zamperini is an American. The movie Selma, about the Martin Luther King story, the black guy who plays Martin Luther King is British. What is going on with this British thing? Is there not one American actor good enough to play the part of Louis Zamperini? And is there not one black American actor good enough to be Martin Luther King? What is the deal with the British thing?
Main characters on The Walking Dead, Rick, the cop, is the lead. He's British, and then Maggie is another one.
And do they do that masterful job of sounding like they're not British?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Are we running out of actors?
I don't know.
It's like the British invasion in the 80s with the music, and now it's the British invasion with the actors.
It is a British invasion.
Yeah. I thought the British invasion was the Beatles.
Well, it was more than the Beatles. It started with the Beatles, but it was called the whole thing the British Invasion.
Yeah,
Dave
like
Clark
the 80s,
Five, the... Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Byrds. They all think of all that as British Invasion. I think the Kinks and Byrds were British, weren't they? I don't know.
I'm sure they were.
By the way, this quick news flash, Colin Jeffrey just left, slacker, and when others of us are still working, and he said, as he went out the door, that he just read an article or came across the news wire or something, that the single day of the year when you are most likely to be killed as a pedestrian is New Year's Eve. Now, I would have understood if he said that's the day you're most likely to die in a car, but he said no. More people die walking on New Year's Eve than any other day.
1.75 times more likely.
And I guess they're hit by drunk drivers.
Right,
or,
and then
are
you're
drunk.
You're inebriated.
You're
yourself,
drunk, so you walk into the
not paying attention.
The
traffic.
But I know this: if Colin Jeffrey says it, it's true.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. He's got cred.
Like Walter Cronkite.
He is kind of a lot.
St. Louis is Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Well said, Keon. Well said. Colin Jeffrey. St. Louis is Walter Cronkite. Did I ever tell you I talked to Walter Cronkite about Colin?
You know.
He was older and he was frail, but
Colin was a young guy.
Colin was just starting out. And Walter had passed through St. Louis, and he heard Colin. I'll play you the interview.
Really?
You want to hear the first part
of it?
Sure. All right, let me play it. Hang on. Mr. Cronkite, first of all, thank you for taking a moment to talk with me.
This is Walter Cronkite, live from the Kennedy Space Center.
Mr. Cronkite, you're not, I don't think you're at the Kennedy
no,
Space
I don't
Center,
think
but that doesn't
not,
matter. I understand you've heard young Colin Jeffrey do the news.
I have.
What do you think?
I think he's a younger version of me.
Wow.
That's the way it is.
Wow.
And that's the way it is. That's all there is to it.
Wow.
I never played that for Colin. I thought he'd get a big hit or something.
He thought he was still at the Kennedy Space Center even towards the end, didn't he?
He was sad.
Yeah.
Now, this is a weird thought I had, but I don't think it's that weird. I threw out a big chunk of turkey. There was still most of a leg and kind of some scrap stuff. And I throw it in the woods because I live in the woods and the animals love us for it. Oh, my God. They're feasting right now on what was left that didn't get eaten of dressing and turkey and some ham scraps. Because I'm in the woods. Coyotes eat it, the raccoons, whatever. But I got to think about something. If I were homeless, and I think that's very sad, the legitimate down-and-out homeless people who just had a run of bad luck, not lazy people. I'm not talking about lazy people. I'm talking about people who truly don't want to be homeless. Rather than go to dumpsters and alleys and whatever, don't you think you'd have pretty good success if you just went and knocked on the door of a middle-income home, subdivision home, and said, I'm hungry. Is there anything after the holidays that you didn't eat that you're about, wouldn't, how could you as the homeowner not break down and go, oh my goodness, yes, here, have some, we got a piece of pumpkin pie left. I mean, wouldn't you think that would work?
Yeah.
Rather than stand on a corner or something and go, hey, can you give me some, I would go knock on doors and just tell the truth. And I think anybody with half a heart would, how could they not give you something? That's what I'd do.
But some homeless people still have a huge amount of pride, and they wouldn't even.
But you're hungry. You're hungry.
Yeah.
And before I would steal, and I'd steal if I had to, but I just think look how much food we threw away. I don't know about you, but I looked at what we tossed out because now that last two pieces of pumpkin pie is about 5 days old, and I don't know if we should eat it or not, or how long should turkey really sit? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
When a lot of it's probably still very edible.
I find that hard to believe that a couple of pieces of pumpkin pie
survived
for 5 days
at your
house.
I made that part up. Shut up. I ate it. Made that part up. Not good news for Jeep. Consumer Reports, and if you know anything about Consumer Reports, here's what you need to know. Completely objective. They don't take any advertising. They buy the products they test. Here are the worst car values. Now, this is based on road tests, reliability, and 5-year ownership, and what it costs to maintain the car, how it rides, how it handles, everything. Thank goodness there's not a Chevy in here, because if there were, I'd read it. I would read the 10, and Chevy's in there, it's in there, but it's not. Subcompact Fiat 500 C-POP, P-O-P, I don't know what that means. Compact, the Fiat 500L. Not good news for the Fiat 500. No. Two of the 10 worst values. Luxury compact car, the Mercedes-Benz CLA 250. The worst value in luxury midsize car, the Mercedes-Benz S550. Worst value in just large cars is the Ford Taurus. Ford Taurus Limited with the V6. Worst sports car convertible value out there is the Infiniti Q60 convertible. The worst midsize car is the Nissan Altima. That surprises me.
Hmm.
I thought the Altima was a pretty decent car. And it probably is. And by the way, I don't buy cars based on any of these lists. Worst value in the wagon category. I have trouble still believing there's even still station wagon. But there are. There's still station wagons. Is the Honda Cross Tour all-wheel drive. Worst small SUV, and that's, again, value, Jeep Cherokee Latitude. Worst midsize SUV, Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara. Worst large SUV for the money, worst value, GMC Yukon SLT. Worst luxury compact SUV, Cadillac SRX Luxury. The worst luxury midsize or large SUV is a Mercedes-Benz GL350 Blue Tech. Worst value in a pickup truck is the Toyota Tacoma V6, and the worst minivan is the Chrysler Town & Country Touring L, which really surprised me because Chrysler invented the minivan.
Yeah.
Chrysler introduced the minivan, and Chrysler puts their minivans on a car chassis, and they drive better than any minivan I ever drove. But Consumer Reports says, in terms of value, the worst. So, bad news for Jeep. Jeep is in here twice, and Mercedes is in here twice. So there you go. And I heard John Carney say he couldn't understand the story about the St. Peter's guy, the 26-year-old guy who's in custody after he tried to choke his wife with a cardboard roll from wrapping paper. And I heard John Carney say, how can that even happen? Yeah, it's paper. It's wrapping paper. You can't choke somebody with paper. I think he was thinking of strangling them with paper or with cardboard.
Oh, trying to shove it down her throat.
And the first thing I thought of when they said choke was he tried to shove the tube down her throat.
But those tubes are pretty strong.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're pretty strong.
Think,
you can wrap it around her neck.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think choking to me is not strangulation. My first thought was he tried to jam that down her throat. But when you hear it, do you think?
Yeah, no, I think of him pulling it around her neck.
Well, see, now I kind of made fun of him and I feel bad about it. No, you know what? I really don't. I really don't feel bad about it.
But those rolls are pretty sturdy. I mean, they're not going to break easy.
Yeah, I guess they are pretty tough. And folks, I'm going to do this only because I know everybody wants to know this. Alicia Keys and her husband have had a baby boy. I am so happy about that.
She married the Swizz Beatz.
The reason I mention this is, who cares? Does anybody care that Alicia Keys had a baby?
She's married to Swizz Beatz?
Swizz Beatz, yeah.
Who the heck is that? Yes, who is that? Swizz Beatz, what's that?
You don't know who Swizz Beatz is?
No, I don't really want to know.
Oh.
And Chris Rock, after 20 years of marriage, is getting a divorce.
That's
he and his wife, well, it says they're, yes, he filed. He filed for divorce. That is the shocker. I would think she would file for
divorce. Yeah, apparently, an article I saw, he had papers written up in 2006, but they reconciled. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's not beautiful now because they're split up. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Perfect joke for after Christmas. You think, well, I guess all the Christmas jokes are gone. No, they're not. And this is a good one. And we did it a year ago, and I'm going to do it again. There's a couple out. And you can make it after Christmas by saying they're out returning some things in the shopping center. Let's do that. It's
right
after Christmas. In fact, it's the 29th of December. How much more current
can a
joke be? Well, sure is. And they're in a shopping center, returning, exchanging some things. And the wife looks around and realizes her husband's nowhere near her. She can't find him. She's upset because they had a lot of places to go and stuff to do, and she starts to get worried. So she calls his cell phone. And he answers. She says, "Where are you?" And he says, "Do you remember the jewelry store in this very shopping center? We went into it 5 years ago, and you fell in love with that diamond necklace that we couldn't afford. And I told you one day that I would get it for you. And she starts crying. And she says, yes, yes, I do remember that jewelry store. He says, well, I'm in the bar next door.
Let's see how traffic's rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we do have a new crash on westbound 70 near Highway Z out in the Wentzville area that has the right lane blocked. If you're traveling southbound 170, we're pretty slow now between Del Mar down through Highway 40. Off the pace on southbound 270 from Highway 40 through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, we're a bit heavy between Hampton and McCausland. And on eastbound 270, a little bit slow now between Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so accurate and easy to use. It's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Congratulations to our Citrus Bowl-bound Mizzou Tigers. After ending the season with a 10-3 record, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Gophers of the University of Minnesota in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando New Year's Day. Get every pass.
To the 10, to the 5, spins to the house, to the house. Missouri's got the lead for the first time today.
Every play.
Kick is up, it is long enough, and it is perfect.
Right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
Is debt driving you crazy? Guess what? There's a solution, and it comes from a local company that you can trust. PCS Debt Relief. Here's a note from Brent J. of St. Louis, a satisfied PCS customer.
Thanks a million for your wisdom and patience. Keep up the good work. I would like to take a moment to let you know how appreciative I am of all your help. I haven't experienced being debt-free for longer than I care to remember. I can't thank you enough.
And one more from Matt.
Thank you for reducing my bank balance by 80%. I can finally see some relief now. I am forever grateful.
The success stories keep pouring in, and they're real. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call them now and set up a free, no-strings-attached appointment. 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or check them out online at PCSDebtRelief.com. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Call PCS Debt Relief right now. 636-243-8555.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stefspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stefspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
Permajack. Solid as rock.
I've heard that Permajack is the best way to stop the damage and cracking caused by a settling foundation. But is it really effective?
The Permajack system supports your home on hydraulically driven steel piers. The support really is solid as rock.
Well, how can you know for sure?
After it's installed, each pier is hydraulically tested.
Aren't other kinds of foundation repair tested?
Old-fashioned concrete reinforcement can't be tested under pressure. You can't be positive the problem is solved.
Does that mean Permajack is harder to install?
Not at all. The Permajack system doesn't require a major excavation, no large crews or heavy equipment. That means less mess, less time, and because it is effective, it's usually less expensive in the long run. Plus, Permajack can be installed year-round, sometimes even from inside the foundation.
Fast, economical, and effective. Permajack is the best.
Permajack. Solid as rock.
Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553.
I received a phone call from Stuart a few mornings ago. Of course, you know I mean Stuart Rosenblum of Stuart's American Mortgage. He's got a new thing and a way for you to save money. Stuart calls it the bagel loan, and I assume it's bagel because that's round resembling a zero, and that's what your closing costs are, zero. Now, it's a government-backed program, which means it could change at any time. But the way I understand it, if you owe $200,000 or more, your interest charges can be substantially reduced with no closing cost to you. That's right, no closing cost to you. This can save you substantial money. Hurry, though, this program could be pulled at any time, and you know the government. So, call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. Call him now, 324-4440. That's 324-4440, or on the internet, it's stewartsamc.com. Ask about the bagel loan, and you could save serious money.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. New Year's Day, take the plunge at the Meadows at Lake St. Louis on January 1st. They are hosting the Polar Bear Skate, the Meadows edition. The fun starts at 2 p.m. Grab your shade, swimsuit, and best polar bear gear and take the plunge at the outdoor skating rink. $7 for adults, skate rentals $3, or bring your own. All proceeds will be donated to charity. The Winterfest Polar Bear Skate is only at the Meadows on New Year's Day at 2, Highway 40 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard.
Gangway!
Mike Evans is ready to go. He's in Southern California, and we're not. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Our house had pumpkin pie and cherry pie from the Smokehouse and peeled shrimp from the Smokehouse and peppered salami from the Smokehouse. And then I had dinner there last night. That's right. I've OD'd on Annie. You can't OD on it. You can't get too much of it. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, and... If somebody didn't give you a gift certificate from either one and you really wanted it, get one for yourself. Give yourself a gift card, not certificate, card. See, that's, according to Tom's son, Liam, that's 80s talk, gift certificate. I need to get with
gift
it.
Gift cards, yes.
Gift cards.
That's all the rage nowadays.
Houston, we have a problem.
Annie Gunn's, what? We have a problem.
I can't get a hold of him.
What?
I've called his home, and I've called his cell phone, and it keeps going to voicemail.
We finished the sponsorship next door to each other. In Chesterfield Valley, on the eastern end of all that stuff, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. I'm just going to go ahead and introduce him, and it'll sound really bad when he's not there, and that'll be on him. And now here's Mike Evans.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, he's not there.
No, I have no idea what's going on.
Hmm.
He didn't say.
That's not like him.
No. Usually.
I can't get him at home, and I can't get him on his cell phone.
Usually as reliable as his sources.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. Well, he's a big wine drinker. Maybe over the holidays he consumes so much he can't. He's not even capable. He's not. What? What are you laughing at?
Nothing. You said he's a big wine
drinker. Are you on the phone with him?
No. No, I'm trying his cell phone again.
You know what? Dump it. We'll take these calls. I want to talk to these folks. Antigons, they get their mention. They may drop him now. I may have to call now and do damage control. Go, please don't dump Mike Evans. We'll see. I'll let you know the status of Antigons Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market after this fiasco with Mike Evans. But you know what? That frees us up to take a couple of phone calls. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. This would be Joe. Joe, how are you?
Hey, AM and PM.
Well, thank you. And Joe, it's your lucky day. Normally, we couldn't take any calls because Mike Evans would be on, but he stiffed us today.
Oh, man.
So it's
how's the most entertaining crew in radio doing?
I don't know.
Carney's gone.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What can we do for you, Joe?
No, I was just, you said you always had kind of a problem with the veterans jokes.
With the what jokes?
You know, with jokes around veterans and stuff like that.
Telling jokes to
disabled people. It's a tough thing to do.
Well, one that's gone over pretty decent for me with, in the spirit of the humor was how many veterans does it take to screw in a light bulb, Vietnam veterans?
How many?
Well, you're supposed to take a guess.
50?
How the hell would you know? You weren't there.
Oh, okay, I see what he did there. Yeah. You get a lot of that for Vietnam veterans. And it's not about the joke being funny. It's that half of that crowd was incapable of even comprehending. Oh. It was just sad.
Oh, I know.
It was just sad.
Well, it's just like my nephew when he was a kid. He was down there at Shriners, and you see all them kids down there.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
the people that work around that day in and day out, I don't know how they do it, but thank goodness they
do. Special breed.
You bet. Joe, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
You too. It's not too late for that, I guess. Because there are 12 days of Christmas. I know that song. That proves it. And this would be only day 25, 26, 27, 28. This would be day 5 of 12. Andy, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So you live out in the woods. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I live in the city and have actually had homeless people knock on my door and ask for food.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay, but it's also real scary.
You know, and the more I think about it after I said it, yes, if it happened to you more than once or twice, I guess I was thinking of a one-time deal where I would go to a subdivision and just go, do you have anything that you couldn't finish? But you're right. You wouldn't want that on a regular basis because it would be scary. And I guess now that you've made me think about it, it's probably not a good idea.
Right on. I'm a believer in guns just like you. Mm-hmm. But, you still don't like to answer your door to strangers. It makes you nervous. Hey, that's all I had to say.
No,
I almost did it. Did you notice?
You almost did it, but you caught yourself. Good for you. And now that I've thought it through, it's probably not a good idea. Andy, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah. See, I almost said Merry Christmas because that other idea. Oh, check this out. One of the stories I heard over the weekend from a very credible source, police officer. Kid is out 18, I think, drinking. He's very drunk. Lives in a subdivision, and you've seen those subdivisions where all the houses are almost exactly alike, same builder, and he goes in the wrong house, door's not locked, and goes upstairs, thinks he's in his own house, because the layout's the same, and the homeowner, it's dark, homeowner at the top of the stairs, sees somebody who doesn't live there in the dark coming upstairs, says, stop, the kid thinks it's his dad screwing around, he goes, I'm not going to stop, and he comes up, and he shoots him and kills him, and it's his neighbor's son. It was the kid was in the wrong house, but he lived.
One door. It was the neighbor that shot the
Neighbor
son that
shot the son that lived the next door across the street who thought he was in his own home.
Oh, man.
Lesson there, don't go out and get so blind drunk you don't even know where you're going or who you are. It's not a good idea. And there were no charges filed because the guy thought this guy had gotten in his home, was coming up the stairs to do who knows what. Let me talk to Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, yeah, how you doing, Frank?
Good. What's up?
You were talking earlier about some restaurants have detectives that they plant
yes. in the restaurant and yeah, they well, pretend like they're eating?
Yeah, they're not detectives. They are planted customers. They pose as a family going to have a dinner and a meal, and they're hired by the company that owns the restaurant.
What are they hired to do?
Well, they go in and they wait and get a table and they eat and then they turn in a complete report. How long did they wait to get seated? How was the service? How was the food? And that's turned into the company, but it was prepared and filled out by people who weren't really customers. They were secret shoppers, if you will.
Oh, I see. By the way, I agree with your previous caller, Andy. You agreed also it's not a good idea to open the door to a stranger. I mean, I can imagine if I fed a homeless person once, they're going to be back at them again
no,
and again.
You're right. I was thinking, I guess, of myself being hungry. And instead of going to a dumpster, I go to a house.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, hold on. I just found Mike Evans. Hey, name the name of the star he likes walking his dog. Justin Bieber. It's Justin Bieber.
What happened?
I'm waiting for the applause. You hear that silence, Brian?
Name the star.
He just keeps going.
Let's just give a round of applause.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
He tried.
Happy New Year. Yeah, he tried. He tried really hard. He tried twice, in fact. Can I do another one real quick? Let's go to Ken. Mike would still be talking anyway. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Frank.
How
are
you?
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Anytime you're hungry, stop by the house. I'll gladly feed you.
I'm sorry? If I stop by your house...
Anytime you're hungry, stop by the house. I will gladly give you a piece of pumpkin pie or something.
Now, if you see me, you know I'm not hungry. I probably should be.
One quick thing, Frank, because I did go to see Unbroken this weekend.
Yeah.
And my father was a World War II and fought the Japs in South Pacific. And did you by any chance get to read the book Unbroken?
Yes, I did a year ago. And then I've also listened to it again on CD, and I never read books, but that's how powerful it is.
It certainly is, and my father would not share some of the things he got to witness, but the thing that really upset me, and my hat's off to my father and Louis and all the veterans, but they didn't show the beheadings. They didn't show that we never went after the war criminals and that... their executives in some major Japanese firms, and that there's a monument in Tokyo. You know that. Yeah, I know that because I read the book.
Right.
But naturally, Hollywood left that off.
Well, and I think there's a place where they go, if we cross that line, then things are going to happen we don't want to happen, and I think they have to make a call. It's just like this whole Korean thing with this the interview movie. Now North Korea is upset. And right. by the so people in Japan upset about the movie as it is, even with the stuff they left out, they're upset.
I couldn't agree with you more. But Frank, I think that's why we're in the predicament we're in today. I don't care whether it's Ferguson or, everybody's offended by...
I know.
I'm sorry. You got to be responsible for your actions.
Right. Ken, we got to run. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Frank. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike's on the phone.
No, it's too late. We ain't got time. Associated Physicians Group, APG. They have clinics, offices, whatever you want to call them, in Illinois. They have one in Missouri. And they do different and offer different services at different locations. So what I would like for you to do if you're in pain, if you're in ongoing shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain, hip pain, I don't really care where it is, I'm going to ask you to go to this website, apgpain.com. apgpain.com, and you're going to get a real good idea of what they do. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. Now, unlike my mother-in-law, who had to go and stay at this Avalon at Brooking Park, Jerry Showmaker is her name. If you work there, you better take good care of her. This is an outpatient. This is outpatient stuff. You go three times a week or twice, depending on the situation and your problem, but that's what they do, rehabilitation and pain management, and they're really good at it. And you may be one of these people been told you need knee replacement when, in fact, you don't. Go to this site and check them out. APG, think of all pain gone. I'm going to give you the site again, but if you're in pain and you don't like the idea of being on pain medication, heavy narcotics for the rest of your life or surgery, you might not have to. APGPain.com.
Let's get a quick final check on traffic. Here's Jim Weiland.
All right, Dan, I want to give a big shout-out to John and Zach, who got back from Chicago, and now they're going to hit our traffic, which isn't all that bad, because the only accident we have is on westbound 70 at Highway Z. It's got the right lane blocked. You're still a little slow on southbound 170 from Ladue down through Highway 40 and southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Everything else is running quite well. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
After winning the SEC East, the Missouri Tigers are heading to Disney World. The 10-3 Tigers head to Orlando for the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. Mizzou will face the Big Ten's Minnesota Gophers. Coached by Jerry Kill, the Gophers are 8-4. On New Year's Day in the Citrus Bowl, Mizzou will face Minnesota. The game begins at noon. Tiger Network coverage kicks off at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, St. Louis. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, cordially inviting you and your friends to Maggie O'Brien's for your New Year's Eve celebration. Party goes from 9 to 3 a.m. Your all-inclusive ticket includes soft drinks, wine, draft beer, bottled beer, cocktails, premium cocktails, a champagne toast at midnight, and a food buffet out all evening while the DJ plays your favorite songs. All this for only $65. To purchase your tickets online, go to MaggieO'Brien's.com or give us a call at 314-421-1388. From all of us at Maggie O'Brien's, Merry Christmas, St. Louis, and a Happy New Year.
Be cold outside, but the weather will be perfect inside America Center this Saturday and Sunday at the St. Louis Motorcycle Show. Buy one, get one free coupons at participating retailers. Go to stlmotorcycleshow.com for details. The St. Louis Motorcycle Show this weekend inside America Center.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Bumped in traffic here. A woman said she was relieved that people seemed so nice. Then one got in her car and drove away. The one warning, she says, was a sign they planned to steal her car.
Macaroni Grill is leaving St. Louis. What's becoming of the unused food and the future plans for at least two of the locations?
A recount in the St. Louis County executive race, when it will be completed, and the future plans for Republican Rick Stream. Coverage you can count on starts right now.
A minor fender bender turned out to be an elaborate plot to steal a car. It happened the day after Christmas in the middle of the afternoon in Kirkwood.
Only on Fox, the victim spoke with Chris Hayes about the warning sign she missed that...